The sounds of war are a daily reality on both sides of a bloody conflict. Palestinians in Gaza have had to live with the effects of Israeli airstrikes, naval bombardments, tank fire, and artillery. Israelis have been subjected to continuous rocket attacks from Palestinian militants inside Gaza. Reports from Gaza say much of the enclave has been reduced to rubble. Government buildings, police stations, mosques, smuggling tunnels, the university, the homes of senior Hamas militants, all under attack. And in the process, many innocent Palestinian civilians have been caught in the crossfire. From Gaza City, Palestinian journalist Mohammed Dawas described what life has been like.
It's been very difficult on us. We've been moving every day from my house to another house, to my father-in-law house, because we think it's safer there. So my children, my kids are very, very worried. When it gets dark, they are very frightened. And you have to know, we have no electricity. We have nothing here. And we're just surviving minute, hour, day by day.
Television footage shown around the region and the world of injured civilians, bloodied children, and mangled bodies recovered from the rubble of bombed buildings, of civilians killed by Israeli shells at a UN school. These images have outraged public opinion in the Muslim world and elsewhere. In their apartment in Ramallah, the Dabur family watches and worries. Ibrahim Dabur is from Gaza, and while he lives in the West Bank with his wife Suhad and their two young boys, the rest of his family is back in Gaza. When I see this on TV, the Israeli army killing Palestinians, men, women, and children, it's very difficult, he says. He adds that his thoughts are always on what is happening in Gaza. And the only way to stay in touch is by phone. Ibrahim Dabur calls his mother. He asks her how the family is doing, how they're coping, what the latest news is from home. He later says she told him about the neighbors who've been killed, some by Israeli airstrikes, some feared trapped under the rubble of collapsed buildings. He says she talks about the daily worries. She says there's been so much shelling that they fear that the apartment building will soon collapse or that it might be hit at any time. If we die, she tells him, do not worry. It's God's will. His wife, Suhad, gets on the phone to talk with her mother-in-law. She was crying, Suhad says, and her message was, do not worry about us. Just take care of the family, your husband and the children. Medical officials in Gaza say about 900 Palestinians have been killed and more than 3,500 injured in the Israeli attacks. At least half are believed to be civilians. Israeli officials insist they are not targeting civilians, and they say they had no choice but to launch the military offensive after talks with Hamas over the extension of a ceasefire broke down and Islamist militants stepped up rocket attacks on southern Israel. People in Sderot have become used to air raid sirens and warnings. Sderot lies within a few kilometers of Gaza in plain view and has come under sporadic rocket fire for the past 8 years. It's again become a target, and 23-year-old Tamara Amr says it makes daily life very difficult.
And it's not so easy to live like this 8 years. All my days is in a field. I'm 23 years old, and I'm so scared to stay alone in my house, to shower alone, to sleep. It's not like this. I need to be in my own place and live like a normal life, but it's not.
Tamara Amr, like most average Israelis, supports the military offensive for one reason, to stop rocket attacks from Gaza.
I hope that we'll stop and we can live in peace and we can live a normal life.
A normal life is a hope expressed by people on both sides of this conflict. Diplomatic efforts are underway to end the violence, and for civilians, Israelis and Palestinians, a resolution cannot come soon enough. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.